On the way to Cyprus in Salamis, Saul, Barnabas, and John Mark, the author of the second gospel, the book of Mark, proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. As they proceeded to Paphos, they met a man named Bar-Jesus. Bar-Jesus was the attendant to the governor of Cyprus. He was a sorcerer, a magician, and a Jewish false prophet. The governor of Cyprus desired to hear the word of God and called for Saul and Barnabas to come. Bar-Jesus opposed Saul and Barnabas and did everything he was capable of doing to prevent the governor from believing in Jesus. I'm encouraged when I read Acts 13, verses 9 to 12. First, because Saul, his Hebrew name, is finally referred to in God's word with his Roman name, Paul. And secondly, because Scripture states that Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit and thus provided the power to speak truth to Bar-Jesus, even allowing him to be blind for a while. I often wonder why the Holy Spirit, through Paul, made Bar-Jesus blind versus mute or some other disability. I speculate it was because Bar-Jesus was already spiritually blind. I'm thrilled Bar-Jesus' attempts in deceit and trickery did not stop the governor from believing. Scripture tells us that when the governor saw what happened, he was astonished and amazed at the teaching about the Lord.